Shalom, nosei ha'shiur shelanu.
Hello, the topic of our lesson today is work within reason and above reason. We invite you to enter our website, where you can find our study materials, and also you can send us questions on cub.tv. Selected questions related to the materials we're studying will be asked here.
The created beings cannot have any other perception of reality if not by a thing and its opposite. They need to feel themselves and what's outside of them. That is the perception of reality. And that's why we first of all develop with a certain kind of perception of reality called egoistic, according to our will to receive. And after many thousands of years of development, we adopt this certain perception of reality, and we're prepared then to transition to the true perception of reality. And how is it really? It's unlimited by our egos and our nature as a whole, but rather reality as it exists. And we discover it more and more the way it truly is. But how can it be that we'll discover the way it truly is? We're not the creator, which is the true reality, but rather the created beings. And so, it follows that the perception of reality, the perception of the true reality, the perception of the creator, that we can discover only out of our own reality in which we have developed the egoistic reality. And each and every detail that we discover in the upper reality, includes everything in the perception of reality. It's all a thing and its opposite. Anything that we perceive, we identify within our ego, and what we perceive, receive, and feel above our ego, as we've learned yesterday regarding oil, wick, and light, and fire, yes? Two opposite things. When they are together, then one attests to the other, and then we can grasp, we can feel, we can research, study, live the reality called the Creator. Only out of us being the created beings who are living in a thing and its opposite. So we have to study reality in the perception of reality, in the clarification, scrutiny of reality. We must always be in the middle line. Not entirely to bestow, nor entirely to receive, but rather in the middle, between them. There, we can exist as created beings and be in the Creator's nature. And so, don't be overly impressed by us being tossed around from one extreme to the other, from the egoistic perception of reality to the, let's say, the altruistic perception of reality, but it's actually the combination, the connection, the equilibrium between these two opposites that delivers to us our foundational point, our true perception of our reality. Because if not for two things that are in opposition, we couldn't exist in the true form, the true perception. And so we have to be patient until we become accustomed to the fact that we're willing to tolerate a thing and its opposite, two things which are opposed, but one comes to indicate the other as the advantage of light out of darkness, and so on. And that's how we should study. The stages of integration with these two opposing viewpoints, there are stages that require much time and patience. And also with our minds, we need to constantly repeat these matters to convince ourselves, because otherwise we won't be able to feel the upper reality. All of the inverted forms, the opposite forms, come to indicate, to direct us towards the upper reality. There cannot be light if not out of darkness.
So,
accordingly, we need to examine where we are. If I agree with the darkness and understand that it is an inseparable part and even the most important part, as it is my foundation for the perception of reality, for the sensation of reality, determining what reality is, then I look at these two forms in a manner which is objective. I depend on both of them, on one hand, and on the other, I am between the two of them. And regarding them equally, light and darkness, pleasant things and unpleasant things, when I always arrange a midline between them, establish a midline between them, an equal outlook, an equal regard of the good, the bad, the left line, the right line, all manner of degrees and levels in my perception, in the way I feel. So when I am in the middle line, I'm in an independent state, not dependent on either side, but rather I treat them both equally, and then I balance myself correctly, and I'm able to say then that, yes, now I am the created being who is in the middle line, in the correct perception, in which Israel or Aita Kutcha Brichu, if I direct myself that way, I am directed towards the purpose of creation, grasping, adhering to the upper force. So let's continue. Regarding the work within reason and above reason, it's exactly so. I started talking and out of this headline, that the work within reason and above reason, the work within reason is according to the will, our desire, our ego, our emotions that we've received to begin with, and above reason is what we acquire opposite it. And with the two, we don't annul reason, otherwise above reason will also be cancelled. Rather, we try to be in two of them, in the both, in a healthy manner. On one hand, a judge has only what his eyes can see, or rather doesn't have anything but what his eyes can see. Please.
Excerpt number 49 from the writings of Rabba. What is if he swallows the bitter herb, he will not come out in the work? When one comes to know that the Creator can help him, and he understands that the real advice is only prayer, the body comes and makes him see that you see how many prayers you have already prayed, but you receive no answer from above. Therefore, why bother praying that the Creator will help you? You see that you are not getting any help from above. At that time, he cannot pray. Then we need to overcome once more through faith and believe that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth. And it does not matter if the person is adept and has good qualities or to the contrary. Rather, he must overcome and believe above reason. Although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times, but still received no answer from above, how can he come and pray once more? This too requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray that the Creator will help him overcome his view and pray.
We're talking about the strength to persist. You can be a hero here, mighty. It's not about that, being wise, being a fool, but rather to ask for patience, persistence. A person doesn't have the strength to suffer, to tolerate. The more he advances, he becomes weaker. Because his ego keeps growing, the will to receive expands. And truly he sees from time to time rather progressively so, that no change is happening for the better. And when does it change? It changes when he begins to agree with the fact that there won't be any change for the better. He agrees that with the fact that he'll continue like that through to eternity, always. Why? Because what he has, he receives from the Creator. And if he receives it from the Creator, then it doesn't matter what it is. The main thing is to receive from him. And then he agrees. He agrees to anything. And from there, he begins to change. Within that agreement, subjugation, surrender, it is called. He begins to discover a reality that is independent of him, because he has conceded, rather forfeited, what he will have. As Bala Sulam explains to us, that the eye of the needle is a hole through which you need to put a thread in order to sew and weave. If you agree to be only in the work without receiving any response, any outcome from what you're doing, but rather only to give, through that hole, it's only one directional. You can only bestow, and that's it. And then, through that hole, you enter the spiritual world. What do I mean by enter? Who enters? The will to bestow, that you have only the roots of it, only a point left over from the shattering, from the sin of the tree of knowledge. So that point passes through. And there, it begins to grow. And this is, as we say, that the drop of seed enters the womb and begins to grow there. And when does this happen? When the person agrees that he belongs to that upper reality, and that's enough for him. And he doesn't want anything more. It doesn't matter for him what the outcome will be. But rather, as King David said in the bathhouse, he saw himself, I have a covenant, I have connection. I have a handhold on spirituality, on the Creator. Just a point. And that's enough, a dot. And so he advances in that manner. From that point on, if a person annuls his own future, then he is above time. If he doesn't demand any gifts, then he is above place. And so he comes to the sensation of the Olam of Ends, of the world, the infinite world. Read it again, please.
Again, exit number 49, Rabash says, when one comes to know that the Creator can help him, and he understands that the real advice is only prayer, the body comes and makes him see that you see how many prayers you have already prayed, but you received no answer from above. Therefore, why bother praying that the Creator will help you? You see that you're not getting any help from above. At that time, he cannot pray. Then we need to overcome once more. That is to overcome through faith and believe that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth. And it does not matter if the person is adept and has good qualities, or to the contrary. Rather, he must overcome and believe above reason, although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times but still received no answer from above, how can he come and pray once more? This too requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray that the Creator will help him overcome his view and pray.
Meaning, we have nothing left of our work but prayer. To begin with, there's no prayer, there's no nothing, no regard of the Creator. It's only about me, my power. I study, I succeed, I acquire my own mind, my own. I can't come out of that. But gradually, and it takes a long time, years, of course. It happens that more and more I feel dependent on, in regards to my success, I feel dependent on all sorts of actions and states which occur around me, with me, that don't depend on me. This is out of experience. I see how unsuccessful I am. And in truth, the Creator answers in regards to every detail. The fact that we think that there is no reply, no response to what we're doing, it's incorrect. We simply don't understand the responses. We can't read them. We can't identify them. But we are in a network of connection between us, in such a matrix, where each individual detail in thought, desire, motion, it doesn't matter what, it affects the entire system, the entire network, and it itself automatically. It's not that the Creator, the upper force, is sitting there and needs to make decisions. No, nothing like that. It's the network itself which responds autonomically from the point of infinity, where everything is in order to bestow. Two, our point, which is entirely in order to receive. So this connection through the worlds, in this way we're tied to Ein Sof, the created being is tied to the creator, there's always a response. The question is, how much and to what extent can we feel it, understand it, recognize it? But the creator is always responding. The system is sending to us, to begin with, all of the influences and bestowals, and it includes all of our nature, of each individual and everyone together, and in what state we are. And of course, it knows ahead of time how to respond, meaning there's no problem in that upper system, in that general system, to receive, to hear from us some response of ours. How will we respond? How will we decide? It's all obvious. We're all of us in that system, in every cell, every desire, every thought, every quality. And so to say that this system, the creator is waiting to see how we'll respond, this is only the language of people, right? But in truth, on the side of the upper force, there is nothing concealed here. He just expects not how we'll respond, but rather how will we correctly process everything that's happening with us, understand correctly, process correctly our connection with Him. That is the outcome that we need to aspire towards, and that depends on us. That depends on us. For us, is left to detect the measure or the degree of our connection to the Creator. And that is reality, the reality that changes our spiritual reality. The extent to which we see ourselves, identify ourselves as being in reciprocity with Him, so to speak. So, and when you begin to recognize it, that everything depends on Him, and that there's nothing that we do, we have no actions, as it is written, but rather all of the actions come from Him, the thoughts and the desires come from Him, everything comes from Him. And we only as a response, as a factor, an individual factor in that system, which responds to how the system affects Him, He is the first and He is the last. And so it follows that we have nothing left to do but prayer. And prayer, in what respect? That we want out of ourselves, even though we don't have any free choice in this or anything to begin with, but still we want to identify and find some area, something where we'll have existence and be able, out of that, to identify, affiliate with the system.
Москва.
Такой вопрос. Мы учим, что с одной стороны тот, кто готов.
The question is the following. We learned that on the one hand, one who waits for tomorrow won't achieve anything even after many years would pass. On the other hand, we learn that the process of the work of the light and the change of the person is a long process, so it takes a lot of patience. How do we reconcile these two opposite qualities? That on one hand, we have to be certain all the time. On the other hand, to be very, very patient.
I don't see that these things collide. I'm in a system. That system gives me an opportunity to discover where I am, how I'm being operated, and how I respond. Let's say I'm completely passive. I'm in the system in a completely passive state. don't depend on anything, anything. Just, you know, to discover that I'm entirely in that system that ties me, that governs me 100%. So, what depends on me is to discover that system that operates me, to discover how I respond to that system, with all of my thoughts, desires, and qualities, and to agree with it. When I discover all of these actions which the system does with me, and this agreement also from the past, where I agree, and the present and the future, that is called adhesion. That is our work. Of course, we're not changing anything. All in all, we just discover that everything exists within a complete system which is governed by the upper force, and we have nothing to add to him, but only our affiliation. He gave us opposite forces, so that we will be able to see these things from the side and to build ourselves, establish ourselves as the ones who agree with it, even though so seemingly it doesn't affect the system at all. But by that, we bestow contentment upon the Creator. It's the same way that Baal Sulam gives us a few such examples, where the king does everything for the sake of the son and so on, and the son needs only to come to recognize what the father did for him, and nothing else is required. All of the wars, let's say, and all of his mistakes, it's only in order to acknowledge his father's love for him.
Kiev. How can we identify ourselves with the system? How can we identify with a system that we don't feel, we don't understand? Should we try to depict it somehow?
Gradually, over many years, and it takes many years, and we change every time, but until finally we come to a level, to the level, how to say, a threshold level, where we begin to feel these things. We keep rising towards that level of feeling it, but we don't yet feel, and therefore we don't recognize it. It's like a child at the age of 5, 6, 7, he begins to hear music, and before that, for him, it's he can't tie the notes together, the sounds, the melody. He still lacks the emotional faculties. Nothing else is lacking but that. And so that's the way we are. It takes time. I don't have anything else to tell you, my young friend from Kiev. No.
Kaunas. Бывают ситуации, что ты как бы видишь
situations in which you seemingly see the Creator's responses, but these responses seem to you as though he's only sending you obstructions. And to the friends who really invest in the group, they only get disturbances. How can you justify the Creator, if it's even possible, out of the incorrected state on that level? How is it possible?
To justify the Creator, that's only possible if we're in a group, and only by talking about it in the group. And between us, among ourselves, we strengthen ourselves, saying that it comes from the Creator in order to promote us. And there is no other reality with us, with the whole of the world. It all exists in order to bring us to the end of correction. Because at the end of correction, all of the parts of creation, everyone together, receives a certain ignition. And only that way everything exists. The final outcome is in the initial thought, so it follows that from these two extremes, these two ends, the final outcome and the initial thought, we're an outcome of the Creator's thought, and then we receive the current influence. And so each time. Now the question is, if I, like a little child, I'm playing with some machine, let's say, that I got as a present, and I see it doesn't work. I think the machine is at fault. Perhaps it doesn't work, so that I will learn of it and change in the way I know this car, let's say, and then I'll be able to ignite, to start it correctly. So we always see, so to speak, the negative influences of the Creator. Again, time and again, it doesn't succeed, and so on. We don't understand that this is an outcome and response for our previous success that we had in something. And also in respect of the Creator, it doesn't matter if we've succeeded or not, because He knows in advance of what will happen with us. Rather, all of the, I don't want to confuse you, it's all regarding us. From His side, we're at the end of correction, complete, perfect. We have only to change, we must only change our perception. Well, it's, I don't want to confuse you, finally. Okay, Toronto.
That's exactly about this. So what's between our reaction, like you said, don't look on a reaction and just take a look on the connection with the Creator. What's the difference between this? If you already have a reaction, right reaction, we can go above the reason or something, it's our reaction. So that means that we already connected with the Creator. So what's this?
It's true. Everything that I get in life comes from the Creator. And if it comes from the Creator, it doesn't matter to me if it's good or bad the way that I feel it. Rather, what is most important for me is to always be in the recognition that I'm getting it from Him. That's all. Let's say that there is someone who really, really loves me. And according to the way I feel it, he is now doing something unpleasant to me. I look at the fact that I feel unpleasant, however, I'm getting it from a person, from someone who loves me with absolute love. If it is out of absolute love, then I need to accept it as the best possible thing, because for sure he's doing the best possible thing for me. However, the fact that I feel unpleasant, it's a problem in my qualities, it is a problem with my body, maybe I'm sick or something. However, it's not that it corrupts the relationships between us. And we also want, and we have this inclination, that if we love one another, and I want to do something that it's a bit unpleasant to the other, and to see how much he nevertheless accepts it with love. This is a test of love. Is this unclear? It stems from our relationship with the Creator, where there is love, in order to strengthen the love, in order to check it, to change it, we have to use pain, unpleasantness. Otherwise, it won't exist and it won't develop. These things are well known, even to psychologists, I'm sure. Okay. Eilat.
Good morning, Av. Can I ask two questions, please?
For the time being, just one.
All right. I want to know if the Creator will ever be calm, or if it's only at the end of correction, because there are things that, according to our own rationale, shouldn't be happening. For example, after we sign the Ervut, a friend says, I'm with you forever, and suddenly he leaves the group. And the way I see it, a person can hate that friend forever. So what love, what Creator do we build? What is this contentment?
Can you say one sentence?
Will the Creator ever be calm?
Will the Creator ever be calm? This is something you'll have to ask him. And the second question is also like that.
The second question is, if I know that there's a Kabbalist like you who's responsible over the states that may happen, may occur, I want to know, is our demand of you good enough? Can you give us this guidance? Because you're responsible for our state. What
are you talking about, me really, or about the upper force?
You are the Kabbalist.
If it's about me, I'm not making any commitments. To you. I'm not making any commitments to you. You came to a university. Bnei Baruch is a university. That's it. Here people learn how to do spiritual work. Each one learns according to how much he invests and how much, you know, I don't know how it's in Israel, but I remember when I was studying this overseas, 1,000 people, let's say, enter the university and take the first course. After 1 year, only a half is left. After 2 years, another half, that is a quarter of those who started. Until you get to the end of it, 10% remain. It's truly like that. That's it. Why? The other ones felt that it's not for them. They made a mistake in choosing the profession. Something else had developed in them in the meanwhile. They got married. They have children. They need to, make money. All kinds of excuses. So I'm not making any commitments for you. Nothing. And you can also see that according to the people who drop out of the group. Let them leave. All the more so. The most important is that they'll keep on searching. I'm not holding anyone here. I'm not making any commitments to anyone, even to the dwellers of Eilat.
Do you have anything you can give us practical in order to work in your direction? For example, if I know a friend is cursing me for a whole year and suddenly it begins to annoy me and then I begin to understand perhaps I love. So what can we do?
I don't know. You just have to keep on going patiently and to have a bit more experience. Then we can talk, let's say, in 3-4 years. And in the meanwhile, you have to absorb all of these things as much as possible, patiently, and not to make decisions from one day to the next. That is all. So let's continue.
Excerpt 50 from Rabash's article, What Are the Times of Prayer and Gratitude in the Work? A person must believe, above reason, that he is in wholeness, and so is the whole world. It follows that in this way he can and should thank the Creator for giving us abundance. This is called the right line, which is the complete opposite of the left line. That is, in the left line, we walk within reason. As was said, a judge has only what his eyes can see. In other words, it is specifically with the intellect and not above the intellect. But when transitioning to the work with the right, the left is the cause that the right is built on the basis of above reason. This is as our sages said, the left pushes away and the right pulls near. In other words, the state of left shows a person how he is rejected and separated from the work of the Creator. The right pulls near means that it shows him that he is close to the work of the Creator. This means that when he engages in the left should bring him to see a state of rejection, that he is rejected and separated from the work. When he engages in the right, he should come to a state where he sees that he is close to the Creator. He should thank the Creator for the right and pray to the Creator for the left. For only on two legs can a person walk in corporeality. And this extends from spirituality, which shows that a person should walk on two lines. Again, a person must believe above reason that he is in wholeness, and so is the whole world.
To begin with, that everything is in wholeness.
It follows that in this way he can and should thank the Creator for giving us abundance.
Also, to begin with, no matter what state he is in, rather, I cannot detect in each state that I'm in that it is a state of the end of correction. I cannot detect it. However, this state exists. Everything, all that I receive, only occurs with respect to me. That is, it shows, it indicates the extent of corrections that I have to go through in order to discover the truth. But I exist in the truth, however, I feel it in a corrupted manner according to the degree of my corruption only. Don't say the world is broken, corrupted, reality is corrupted, the Creator is corrupted. Rather, you are corrupted, and you have to correct yourself. Then you will feel that reality was never any less than the ideal corrected state.
This is called the right line, which is the complete opposite of the left line. That is, in the left line, we walk within reason, as was said, that a judge has only what his eyes can see. In other words, it is specifically with the intellect and not above the intellect. But when transitioning to working with the right, the left is the cause that the right is built on the basis of above reason. This is as our sages said, the left pushes away and the right pulls near. In other words, the state of left shows a person how he is rejected and separated from the work of the Creator. The right pulls near means that it shows him that he is close to the work of the Creator. This means that when he engages in the left should bring him to see a state of rejection, that he is rejected and separated from the work. And when he engages in the right, he should come to a state where he sees that he is close to the Creator. He should thank the Creator for the right, and pray to the Creator for the left. For only on two legs can a person walk in corporeality. And this extends from spirituality, which shows that a person should walk on two lines.
So, how does one reach the middle line? to be grateful for this and to cry for that. How can one connect these two into one? Well, go ahead and tell me, talk about it. Niv, do you have an answer? Yes? Do you have an answer or not?
Prayer.
Okay. That is also true. Please, go ahead. So, how can we combine these two lines into the middle line? How do we... from here I receive all of the goodness, and here I feel the bad. How can I balance them? With what thought, with what relation do I connect the two of them into the middle line? The middle line is wholeness, I'm asking. Go ahead. Go ahead, a workshop.
From
everything that we do in the path, it seems that we have to now come to a new level of scrutiny. Not if I feel good or bad, but rather whether if I'm connected or not, and somehow this middle line is an answer of if I pray, if I ultimately do I feel connected closer to the group or the ten, or don't I?
We need to develop some ability here to always walk on these two lengths, to be in both of these states simultaneously. Maybe there are small transitions from one to the other, but in general we're going for both states simultaneously, which is a state that does not exist in our ordinary lives. So we have to develop it. It's something that we can at least begin to do with the help of the group, the help of the study, of course, with the help of the reforming light. This ability becomes ours.
There is a state of adulthood here, maturity, where we understand that on this path, first of all, we adhere to the group, to the ten, and so we develop the avut between us so that there will be a force that is constantly at work, reminding me of the work and how to be in the right perception. And when the left awakens, then I have my attitude towards the ten, an attitude of relationship of avut, and so it grows, the left side, the right side. There's this relationship where we have to be in prayer towards one another.
The easier way, if I can say it this way, before we try to include both of these opposites, two lines within a person simultaneously, which is something that you cannot grasp, you cannot do it, it's through the connection between us, the integration between us, just like a wheel with the spokes, one is going forward, the other one is going backwards. The most important is to connect together and turn my integration into a collective one. When we are a machine that contains both of these extremes at the same time, and we're all advancing together towards adhesion for the sake of the Creator.
And then in a practical manner, when the back side of the wheel comes, then I understand I'm a part of a system, and I continue in the direction of connection and request for the friends, even though it's not the state. So there specifically, the whole of the machine gets energy, gets power.
It is actually this connection, it's about turning everything into one common cell, which means that my left line and my right line don't stand on their own. They have to be connected to the society by which I show the middle line. It's something that has to do with the system.
Yes, this gap creates something that keeps growing. The radius grows so much that it compels us to hold on to the kli, to find the connection between us, because without that we have no chance of holding on throughout these states.
I would also say about the integration itself, it's not just integration between us, but also integration in how we relate to the different states. That is, we as a ten integrate with the good state and with the bad state, with the state of the right, in which the will to receive him and feels and knows and wants, and on the other hand, also to integrate with the state of walking above reason, which is actually our goal, to really perform an action that brings contentment to the Creator, which is not within our reason. So specifically, through the integration of these two states, maybe finally we can go together in this common area, on the middle line.
There's also a very special phenomena whereby our relation to these states, it changes over time. If once a certain time ago I would used to measure things according to if I feel good or bad, now it's not so clear. If I didn't wake up on time and someone woke me up for the lesson, then perhaps it's a good thing, because then I discover how dependent I am on the 10, and without that there's no way of moving anywhere. Before that it was just like, oh, bummer, and that's it. But now there's a new dimension at play, according to which you can measure another dimension. So this is a very special thing. It's born out of the situation.
It's as if it turns out that what we're talking about, which is faith above reason, it's the key. On the one hand, everything is based on the fact that there is reason, there's one line, and there is the other line that we very much want to be in, which is the state of faith. But it's impossible for faith to exist if it's not above reason. And the combination of the two of them, this integration, this connection between everything, that is the key.
Shilot.
Rav. Questions, if there are any. Yes, Nessie?
So, that person who agrees with what the Creator is doing and doesn't mind remaining in the same state as many years as necessary, where is the Hishena here, hastening it?
This is a Hishena, hastening. When one agrees and he wants to reach a state where he agrees to everything that the Creator does. Because from the moment that he agrees to what the Creator does, he feels himself in wholeness and eternity.
So why isn't this called inanimate?
It's on top of many disturbances. It's on top of problems that he processes, that he grows on top of. This is why it's not still. Still means that he cancels everything, he doesn't enter any criticism, anything, just still. Here, a person is not like that. As much as you turn him over and introduce all kinds of problems, he processes them, and he decides that nevertheless he is in adhesion on top of everything that the Creator is sending him.
So there's a predefined final outcome for every state he goes through, and the same, it's like in the sea.
Yes, each time he has an individual end of correction right there for the time being. A small one. Tiberius.
Hello everyone. My question is regarding being in touch with the Creator. Is that only within the group or also outside of the group?
How can you, outside of the group, reach some connection with the Creator? If it's a connection with the Creator, it's inside the group, inside the network, inside of the relationships between us. First, I have to arrange the relationships between us so they will be pretty much somehow in equivalence, in agreement, in connection, and according to the degree of connection, agreement, unity, equivalence, etc. between us, somehow, but at least, according to that degree, I can begin to feel there this air itself between us, bit by bit, will bring me the feeling of the Creator.
Disruptions outside of the group.
There are no disturbances outside of the group. If you have a group and you are aimed towards discovering in it, in the connection between you, the Creator, then all of the disturbances that you receive, even individually, personally, you need to see them as belonging also to the group. If you can do it. There is nothing that is outside of this direction of discovering the Creator. Everything only comes from that. It stems from that.
And when can you work in connecting with the Creator outside the group as well?
There is no such thing. Never. There is no Creator, no feeling of the Creator, no connection with the Creator outside of the group. Such a concept does not exist because the Creator is revealed and He exists inside of the connection between people, the right connection, and that correct connection is called the group. Novosibirsk.
Вот если я нахожусь в намерении, в мысли о том, что нет никого,
I'm in the intention, in the thought that there's none else besides Him, and I see the Creator in that constant focused state. So I'm in prayer, and if I begin to pray for the friends, it's as if I'm setting them opposed in opposed to the Creator, so to speak. So how can I also be in attention with the Creator and also constantly ask for the friends, for the ten?
Well, you should continue. I don't want to give you any advice. You will continue and you will see how it will develop. It will develop correctly, and you will see how you can combine all of these other states. Dnieper.
Просто такое вот есть у нас наше продвижение, но усилия. Должен все время добавлять, что
our advancement comes out of effort. You have to constantly keep going and tear things out of yourself, so to speak. So, and you talk about patience also, being in a state where nothing happens. So the question is, how to track or how to make that effort when you don't see? In what else to invest?
I don't quite understand what you're saying. To continue patiently means that I am in scrutinies, in the work, in the study, and I have a certain relation with the friends, and I try to build a network of connection between us as much as possible, so it will begin by itself to show me the Creator's attitude towards us. Out of the relationship between us in this network, we will begin to feel that there the Creator exists, and He is speaking with us through it. Let's say that, how many of you are there? 3 or 5, it doesn't matter how many people are there. And you have some connection between you. So that connection between you is like some kind of a crust, a membrane. And then according to the vibrations of this membrane, you can recognize some sound, like from, what do you call it in Hebrew? Like in a loudspeaker. You feel that some sound comes out of there. This is the voice of the Lord. That's what you feel. This is how it works.
Каунас. Соответственно, с оправданием Творца, что такое средняя линия? Это есть оправдание Творца?
Regarding justifying the Creator, what is the middle line? Is that called to justify the Creator?
The middle line is when I have the knowledge, the complete awareness of my perception, my egoistic perception, the healthy, as if, the right one. So it's like a donkey standing on 4 legs on one hand, and on the other hand, I accept that everything comes from above, above reason, from the Creator.
And
in it, I feel this discernment above reason. And after I combine the two of them, I can be in the middle line. It's difficult for me to explain it. Let's hear Jerusalem.
From what does a person get joy? From what does he derive joy when he despairs of his own strength?
He has joy because he is despaired of his own forces. Yes?
What happiness?
Joy, very simple. Imagine that you get joy out of it, that you have finally reached a state where you see that you don't have the strength and you don't have success, you don't have anything, so already you necessarily don't hinge any result on yourself. Rather, everything is on the Creator. Isn't that joy? That now you can already decide, out of your experience, out of facts, out of how you feel, that you have discovered that nothing depends on you, it's all about the Creator. Doesn't that make you happy? Well, yeah, that's it. This is called joy, the joy of a mitzvah. Yes?
Feel this question from the beginning of the lesson. Rabash explains that Rabash is in a state of a prayer, feels that there's no answer, he prays and there's no answer, and here comes a place of faith above reason, overcoming, and continue to prayer, to pray. The question is, what prevents a person specifically in this state to enter a state of routine, indifference? I pray, I know there's no response, I continue to pray.
And then continues to pray. I don't understand. So you're talking about praying in terms of opening a prayer book? That's not called prayer. That's not what we're talking about.
I continue in order to not leave completely.
No, you left before.
So what prevents me from getting into this rut? That everything but leave, but you know, I come and pray. The intention is not as long as I just keep myself on the path. And I continue in this routine, this state of indifference.
No, that's incorrect. It's not a routine. If I continue in each and every moment, I tell myself that I stay, even though I don't feel that this is correct. And I don't feel, I don't understand, I don't succeed, and so forth, but I stay because I'm doing the work of the Creator. I'm giving a time and a place, an opportunity for the Creator to work on me. That's not a routine. And each and every moment, if you relate to it like that, that's excellent work.
This is a Chishena?
That's close. Someone else next to you there? Yeah. Quickly.
A judge shows only what his eyes can see. So, from what point a person works in this way?
The whole time. All the time? Even left the left line. The judge has no more than his eyes to judge with. I don't close my eyes.
Then he dives into his ego.
Fine, I'm with my ego, yeah. All the more so, it grows.
They can stay there, enter into hate and rejection, and just stay there.
Sure. What do you think? The greatest hatred happens at the final correction, when two polar opposites appear.
How will he come out of there?
You actually build the final correction based on this contradiction, on this contrast. Otherwise, the created being disappears, and then there's only a creator. We have to understand, and this is what the whole lesson today is about, we're always holding on to two opposite discernments, and we're maintaining both.
So the work is in parallel.
The whole time.
What's the part the person takes in building the right line? What's the part the Creator takes?
That is something that we're not going to do in one, in a single answer. I can't answer that like that. Yes. Give him a microphone.
I have a question or a summary. Can I ask? It's a little long. Can I?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be sitting down.
You're afraid to fall.
It's long. Okay, hello, dear friends. You probably don't know me. My name is Sa. I'm studying alone for 9 years. I want to share with you my experience so we could all be incorporated in it and learn from it. First of all, everything you do in reality has meaning. Every movement with intention changes the film from the best to the worst. Second, choose a corporeal goal from which to keep it pure, and you won't need any additions, what we call necessity. Now go towards the goal according to your inner voice. Now the spiritual plane is already connected to reality. Now all that's left is to be in gratitude for the fact that everything is happening and hold on tight to the past. I believe it's clear to everyone that this imagination, even according to quantum physics, was given to the observer to change it. And it's possible to take the best possible movie according to the path. And so from the moment I started on the path, I understood you can't separate the worlds. On the one hand, to go on the path, and on the other hand, to leave the intention in the outside world. It simply didn't seem logical. I couldn't give up on any moment. I was delighted in mercies in order to benefit my life, a great crook, criminal. From the beginning, I told myself, everything but leave. But don't leave at all. Just like Rav explained, we have to do a few lessons ago. Float in these two brains, one below and one above. I locked on this like a pit bull. And when Rav said it in the last lessons, he calmed me down. I'll explain more. A long time ago, there was a moment that truly changed me. I understood how much Rav was determined about giving everything. He yelled at Nahari about something. And he told him, everything. You have to give everything. If until then I walked on the right, from there it was simply suicide, just like that. I felt that I'm losing my brakes. It was scary, but I got used to it. A while ago, we learned about three main stages, and we just finished one stage. A stage of his strength was weakened, and we moved to the stage of man. Not simple, as Rav said. Those were tough days. A little bit after the proper beginning of test, Rav said it to Niv, and Niv felt it, and I was happy for Niv. Between these two, many more things happened, because when you make yourself a pipeline from the second floor to the first floor, and only the first floor is changing, things changed for me that I'm an engineer that works somewhere, but the Creator arranged it so it will be the most comfortable for me to learn, to study. I understood there are no games here, you have to be a man all the way. I decided that I'm adding my imagination.
But this is becoming a diary rather than a summary. You have a half a minute.
There's more than a minute.
No, it can be great. I wish you all the best with it, but not everyone. We have to still go through the bad.
How can I pass it to you? How can I be in touch with you?
You should write articles.
You said you can send the summary to you.
Yes, you can send. You can send emails.
You'll answer me?
That I can't promise. It's like from the heavens. You know? Okay, guys, we are moving to Almaty within Almaty within Heviad. Yes.
Good morning, Rav. World C. In every state, I have to turn to the Creator. In every event, every little thing, and I turn to the Creator through the group, through the ten. What should I pray for?
I should pray for the most correct thing is connection, that I connect with the group, and in my connection in the group I want to discover the Creator and discover that He receives contentment from that. That's all. We are moving to the next part.
We'll go to the next part of the lesson from the study of Tenshu.